From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. It's the time of year when Illinois motorists can most often plan to encounter orange barrels on their commutes. In the city of Peoria, that's true in the 1st District that covers downtown, and in the 5th District that continues to grow with new homes, subdivisions, and businesses. Both districts also have new representatives. Denise Moore is representing the 1st District. Casey Johnson is representing the 5th. Both were sworn in last week, and tonight's City Council meeting is their first official business meeting. The meeting will be highlighted by Council votes on the Allen and Alta Road emergency repair and longer-term construction project. The council will also eventually have to make some decisions on the MacArthur Street bridge repair and replacement. Those factors lead our Outside the Horseshoe conversation to newly seated 1st District Councilwoman Denise Moore and 5th District Councilman Casey Johnson, as well as Interim Public Works Director Jeff Smith. Welcome to Outside the Horseshoe. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks. Thank you.
This is your first Outside the Horseshoe. And this is your first official business meeting.
That's correct.
How much study has it taken for you to be prepared to be on the council floor tonight and vote?
For the items that are on the agenda tonight, not very much, primarily because those things that are impacting my district, I've been very much involved with over the last few years. And so for tonight's agenda, I find that there wasn't a lot of homework that needed to be done, but homework is done.
Right. There aren't really specific things that are unique to your district on the council agenda tonight.
That's right? Correct.
Councilman Johnson, on the other hand, for you, you've got some big stuff taking place on tonight's agenda.
Yeah. People might remember a flood about a month ago, and it caused a roadway. About 13,500 cars a day drive on. Well, they used to drive on. So Alta Allen has been closed for about a month, maybe a little over that now. And so what we're voting on tonight is what the best approach to fix that roadway is.
Public Works Director Jeff Smith, let's bring you into the conversation here. Has it been a month? Has it been that long?
Close to it. It was April anyways, and this is May, so it's a little
different calendar.
Time flies sometimes. We had basically some erosion at that Alta and Allen intersection. There's two pipes underneath. And there's some failures and erosion, and we looked at some alternatives for fixing those, and basically recommending something that would be more permanent in nature, concrete box culverts that would last 40-plus years out there. The concrete seemed to fail every 20 years or more often, so we want to set it up so we can ultimately do a permanent road improvements in that location in the future.
The plan to do some improvements to that intersection all along, the Alta Allen Road intersection, was planned down the road for improvements, but it wasn't necessarily at this point in the calendar. Talk about the nature of moving that project up, given that the road is closed and it impacts so many people now.
We've been working on some plans for that that location with the Illinois Department of Transportation, because they're going to be working on Allen Road and Route 6 intersection, and the question was, what should we do north of there? Should we have an add-on project? Looked at expanding the road, some alternatives for the drainage in that location, as well as bike paths, sidewalks, lighting, intersection types of controls. In the end, we didn't move forward with that agreement with the Department of Transportation, so we don't have anything really budgeted at that location right now, but we've had some plans in place, and hopefully we can use that information that was garnered to speed up the process to do these culvert repairs.
Just, I guess, during the campaign, I did a lot of door-to-door, and what I found, particularly if people lived north of Alta Road, I don't know if there was so much a preference on how the fix of that intersection needed to be, just to be more convenient for travelers, but there was obviously a need to have it more convenient to not sit at a four-way stop as long as particularly certain times of the day. So I heard a lot of that feedback, and now we have an opportunity to fix the bottom part of the road and then decide what to do to the top side part.
So tonight, council is voting on an estimated about $1.4 million in study and actual hard cost for that fix.
Yeah, what we've done to date to expedite the process is city manager authorized engineering work to move forward, so we're informing council about that decision, which is part of our purchasing ordinance process.
Sure, that happened in sort of an emergency fashion, correct?
Exactly. Yes. So we really wanted to get going, and that work is in progress. We don't have the solution, finalized yet, but it's helped expedite it. A couple other things we've asked for to further expedite it is kind of explain that, but we did this on a part of Allen Road last year fairly successfully. We're asking council to authorize $100,000 for construction engineering and then about $1.2 million for the construction. And if we successfully negotiate an engineering agreement with a consulting engineer here in town, and if we would bid out the actual construction work, if both of those come in under those threshold numbers, then we're asking council for the authority to the city manager to go ahead and award those and start the construction. That would speed up the process. That's the sole goal with those requests.
Since the road is closed now, and it's fairly mm-hmm. large inconvenience to people, I would imagine, in the 5th District, mm-hmm. might as well do the best you can to make the repairs at this moment in time to make the road worthy into the future. Is that kind of the thinking?
I think it really is. It's going to take longer to do a more permanent repair than a temporary repair, but you're not going to have so much money thrown away in the process, if you will. There will be certain things that we'd have to redo, the pavement, for example, if we reconstructed that. But at least whatever we put into the box culvert wouldn't be sort of money wasted, because this is the solution that we'd want to have in place before we actually put a permanent road on the top. So it's going to take a little bit longer, cost a little bit more, but hopefully pay off in the long run.
Well, sure. And some of that pavement is going to need to be replaced anyway. Some of it is just crumbled away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I would imagine if most people living in the 5th District probably feel better about the idea of driving on new pavement than they would about something that would be sort of band-aided together at this point anyway. Casey?
I would think so. Part of what I think we're going to end up, if we go with what the staff recommendation is we're going to ask people to be patient with us while we do it right, as opposed to having every, say on the long end of the other option, every 5 years looking at, spending money and closing the intersection and redoing. It just wouldn't make that much sense, particularly as the northern growth still happens off of Wilhelm particularly. There's a lot of homes for sale, a lot of homes going up, and plans for a grocery store on Alta Road. As all that develops, you're going to have higher and higher traffic volumes through that intersection. So it's a very important project.
Very important project. But what a happy situation to have, because Councilman Johnson, you represent the northernmost part of the city, and Councilwoman Moore, you represent the southernmost part of the city, and there seems to be a lot of growth and a lot of activity happening in both places, and not that long ago in the 1st District, that was not the case.
Right, and we have to remember the 1st District has some of the oldest housing stock, some of the oldest streets and pavement, and naturally, as time goes on, you have to come back and revisit those areas and try to make sure that they're in as good a condition as they can be moving forward for the folks who still live there.
Sure. Washington Street is, some of it's just missing right now.
Yeah, there's a big hole in the middle of the street there.
you look down that street and you're like, wow, look at that.
But there's going to be such excitement around that area here in the next couple of years. This is the best time at the start of this to get it done right. And it will be something I think will be also an attraction for folks, because something that's different like that, you have the people who just want to see something that's different and unique, and that area is going to be very unique once the road's completed.
So that project is impacting a lot of people right now who mm-hmm. drive in and out of downtown. How many people roughly travel that Washington Street, Adams Street corridor?
I'm not really sure. I think both Adams and Jefferson have had over 10,000 vehicles a day. Washington is probably about the same.
Yeah, that is significant, mm-hmm. significant. But in the meantime, the MacArthur Bridge is going to need to be replaced. And that is not on the agenda tonight, but that is in the offing. And a lot of people also use that bridge and or drive underneath it, right? Mm-hmm. And so a few months back, the council elected to take some TIF funds and study the integrity of that bridge and now we know the results, and council will soon be presumably voting on and moving forward with at least some temporary measures to repair. Do you want to take that, Public Works Director?
Kind of a two-stage process. The surface on the bridge itself is deteriorated. It's a thin concrete surface put in a few years ago, and it's to the point where we really need to work on that because it's totally falling apart. So within the next couple weeks, we plan on closing the road down, taking that concrete off and putting asphalt back on. But again, that's the temporary fix. So we'll have a closure. We need the safety of all the workers that are going to be out there. So we'll be doing some public notices and detours of that. Besides that, we have the larger study. The condition is such that it really needs to be rebuilt. And the study had seven different options in it, a variety of keep the road open underneath replace the whole structure to basically close the road underneath and make it more of an embankment and detour some of the traffic. And we haven't really fully analyzed those alternatives, but we'll be going through a process for that. Anywhere from $2.3 million up to $7
million.
Oh. So fairly expensive project. In the meantime, we were very successful in applying for a grant with the state. We've got $4.8 million grant we just received. It won't be available until 2018, so we need to buy some time for that. But that would be for a large share of the total reconstruction, with the city still having a share. So,
Is that money to be dedicated to the MacArthur Street Bridge?
Yes, specifically to that bridge reconstruction.
Wow, and so that will cover the majority of the cost?
All but about $2.3 million.
Well, okay, so. maybe not the majority.
Well, it's the majority, but it's still a lot the city would have to come up with. So we want to work with the neighbors and Councilwoman Moore on what's the right way to approach that.
And I am happy to say that back in 2011, when the discussion of monies that were over there in what's called Southtown TIF were being discussed, the community was asked what they wanted to see that money used for. And one of the things they talked about was the MacArthur Street Bridge, and that was in 2011. And many of them acknowledged that their constant need of repair, both on top of the bridge and the road that runs underneath, were necessary. And when the funds came through and we took money out of the TIF to do the study, that was in accordance with what the community wanted, and the city was very responsive to the community's needs and wishes. And so I'm glad to see that happen.
The question of safety about the MacArthur Street Bridge, I think, would be very, very real, not only for the traffic going over the bridge, but for the people driving under it. Talk about the relative safety of that in the day-to-day until the temporary fixes are made.
Well, there's nothing in this report that says there's any imminent safety danger with the bridge. The repairs on the surface are more for potholes and the cracked concrete and coming up and those types of things. So there is weight limits on the bridge, so no heavy trucks. But in terms of lighter car traffic and those types of things, the report didn't show any indications of any problems with that. While we're doing the temporary work on it, though, we're going to have the road closed underneath just to make sure there isn't any issues there, and the road over top for the convenience and the safety of the workers that will be out there.
Any feedback yet, Councilwoman Moore?
Well, I can tell you that I've had firsthand experience with the pavement on top needing to be addressed. I was talking to Director Smith earlier and indicated I had called myself into Public Works because a big chunk of concrete was jutting up, and I called out, and by the time I came back around there 3 or 4 hours later, it was repaired. And so we were very happy with the speed of response from Public Works to get it done. And we know that the temporary repairs that are going to take place will be sufficient enough to get us through until we can get the grant. As Director Smith indicated, it's not a safety issue as far as the bridge falling down or anything like that. No one has to be concerned about that. But you do have to be concerned about parts of it coming up under your car when you're driving over it, and that's what we're addressing.
Both of you, newly seated council people, both took your oath last Tuesday night. There are big things happening in your districts, and I do imagine there are people who want to talk to you about some of the things happening in their immediate neighborhood. So what's that been like?
Well, it didn't start last Tuesday was actually basically, I think, the day after I got elected is when I started receiving calls. There was one issue particularly. I've actually kept track because I was curious as to how much we've talked about this, but I've gotten 78 calls on one issue. It's not the Allen and Alta issue. But that is something that...
Okay, what is it?
It's a county board issue with septic and hooking into septic. And there was a letter that went out that created some emotional responses from some constituents. So we've just been talking through that with them, and they realize we're okay. So
yeah, that's been an issue that's been ongoing for, it seems like, more than a year now.
Sure.
Right? Sure.
Yeah. And so that was, I guess, right away is when that started. And then the road with Allen and Alta. I think people realize that in order to do something the right way, there will be a time frame that's going to be done with that. And what if the council does support the recommendation that staff makes to fix it the right way, the long-term way, I'd like to have some public forums at different churches in the 5th District to let people know just, hey, here's what's going on, here's why we're taking this route with it, and put them at ease and ask them to make some sacrifice so we can get the long-term vision that we see for the 5th District in place. So,
has anybody voiced, like, oh my gosh, why are we at this point to begin with? Has anybody said that to you?
I've had a few people that have mentioned that, particularly there was an opportunity last year to make some fixes to that part of the road that just wasn't agreed upon. So rather than, you know, hindsight being 2020,
sure,
like it always is, yeah, my thought is, how do we focus on making sure we make the right decision going forward with this and not have to come back and revisit this every so often? Because I do believe the growth of the 5th District is going to be contingent upon that being navigable for people to get through, because it's kind of the midsection of the district. It really is. And that's where a lot of people, you know, obviously travel on a daily basis. So.
Yeah, sure. Councilwoman Moore, do you want to weigh in?
Actually, I started receiving calls before the primary.
Really?
And I had to explain to folk that I really wasn't in the type of position that I could help as much as I could, but I could direct them to the person who was. But since that time, after the primary, the calls increased, and then certainly after I was sworn in, even more calls came in. But they were just issues that had been on the table for a long time, and what I have found is oftentimes there was no clarity given to the community about what was going on. And so the questions remain. And so once I provide clarity, then they understand and we can move on to other topics.
Mm-hmm. Sort of over and over again, the public education portion of what city government
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that is probably the frustration that I've received on the Allen and Alta road was really just the communication of it's going to be months before it's fixed, and people just want to see trucks moving and things like that out there. Well, you know, if you just, hey, Mr. Constituent, Ms. Constituent, this is the process we have to go through. We're voting on it here. Here's what staff recommends, and here's where we see it going. I actually enjoy the emails and calls because it allows you to get to know the people who you're representing. And I mean, I know you, Denise went door to door as well, and you can't meet everyone who you are going to be representing. It's nearly impossible. But the fact that you have this interaction, and there are individual things that will come up at someone's house or in their neighborhood that's unique to that situation. And it's really just, I think people want to be heard and know that they can get directed to the right place. So it's something that I've really enjoyed in the first, I guess, 5 weeks since the actual election. So.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you think the public needs to know?
I just want the public to know, relative to the 1st District, that we plan to start telling our story, that there are some wonderful things happening in the 1st District. It's not the oftentimes appear to be a scary place to come, because you know, you have downtown, you have the Warehouse District, you have the North Valley and the South Side, and there's a lot of wonderful things that are happening here. And I plan to be the head person telling our wonderful story. Certainly, you're going to have some issues here and there, but for the most part, the residents in this district are glad to be where they are. They're happy about the winds of change that they see that are blowing. And just keep your eyes on the first. We're going to surprise a lot of people.
Councilman Johnson.
You know, I'm very humbled and honored to be able to hold the position that I do. And I think part of it has to do with what I talked about a minute ago, is really just representing constituents. I feel like I worked hard, I earned the seat that I'm sitting in, And now it's really following through on what I promised people we would do in the campaign. I think one big thing is people do not expect us as elected officials to have all the answers, but how do we leverage the additional information that we're able to access based on that position to make the right decisions for not just whether it's the first district for Denise or the fifth district for me, but ultimately it's to lead the city in the direction we all want to see it go. And I think I'm humbled by having the opportunity to do it, but excited at the same time to be able to lead. So,
Public Works certainly welcomes Councilwoman Moore and Councilman Johnson to the City Council, and we really look forward to working with them to improve their districts and follow up with some of their goals.
Is there anything else people, motorists, might want to pay attention to in the immediate future that you see on the radar?
Well, certainly, all over town, there's a lot of construction.
Mm.
So
it's that time of year.
Patience is requested. Make sure you don't talk on your cell phones while you're in construction zones. Respect the workers, basically, in those areas. And we do have a lot going on, and hopefully by fall, we'll have a lot of improvements done. So,
thank you each for taking the time to be here. First District Councilwoman Denise Moore, 5th District Councilman Casey Johnson, Interim Public Works Director Jeff Smith. Thank you each for taking the time to be with us on Outside the Horseshoe.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us here.
I'm Tanya Kuntz. This is Outside the Horseshoe on 89.9 WCBU Peoria Public Radio.